Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安跟喜乐都在各位身上。
Praise and thank God that we can gather once again to worship the true and living God together.
感谢神，我们能够在这里来敬拜独一的真神。
This morning I'd like to share with you Moses, the man of prayer.
我今天早上跟各位分享的题目是摩西是个祷告之人。
Now quite often when you and I kneel down and pray to God,
很多时候当我们跪下来向神祷告的时候，
it seems that we have nothing to say to him.
我们好像没有可以跟他说的话。
And when we pray to God,
当我们祷告的时候，
it seems there's no power in us when we communicate with him.
那在我们跟他沟通的时候，好像心中没有能力一样。
But maybe one of the reasons why we feel in such way because we do not know how to pray.
那有可能呢，是因为我们不知道应该怎么样来做祷告。
Of course, we can ask ourselves this question. I mean, why do we need to learn how to pray? We already pray in the Spirit.
那如果我们可以问自己这样的一个问题，我们为什么要学习如何来祷告？我们已经会用灵言祷告了。
Yes, even though we pray in the Spirit.
是的，我们是在灵言里面祷告。
And the Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
在那时候呢，圣灵是为我们祷告。
But we, the people are praying, we must have the right mentality.
但是祷告的人呢，必须要有一个正确的心态。
We must have the right heart.
我们必须要一个正的心。
If we don't have these two right, these two concepts correctly, then it's very difficult to be able to reach, you know, our prayer can reach, you know, all the way to God.
如果我们没有这样子的正确观念的话呢，我们的祷告是不能够达到神那里去的。
Just like when you and I communicate with one another,
就像我们互相沟通的时候
，every one of us can, you know, are able to communicate.
我们每个人呢都可以做沟通。
But some people communicate.Much better than others.
但是很多人他们沟通上呢做得比其他人更好。
Those who are good communicator, and then it's very easy for them to give direction. It's very easy for them not to have some kind, you know, when they do things together, there's no miscommunication. Why? Because they are good communicator.
因为这些良好的沟通者呢，当他们给做事的时候呢，就不会有这种沟通不良的状况。
Of course, we can communicate one another.
当然，我们都互相的可以沟通。
But those who know how to communicate can resolve and can accomplish a lot of things.
很好的沟通者呢，就可以解决很多问题，可以成就很多的事情。
So in terms of relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ,
就跟在我们跟主耶稣基督的关系也是一样的。
It's also very important.That we know how to communicate with him.
那我们也应该要了解我们怎么样来能够跟他做良好的沟通。
And let's learn from Moses.
那我们从摩西身上来做学习。
Why was Moses the man of prayer?
为什么摩西是一个祷告的人？
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
我们请看出埃及记第三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32 verse 14.
第三十二章的第十四节。
Exodus 32 verse 14.
出埃及记三十二章十四节。
So the Lord relented from the harm which he had said he would do to his people.
于是耶和华后悔不把所说的祸降与他的百姓。
So when Moses was up in the mountain,
所以当摩西在山上的时候，
God gave him the Ten Commandments.
神呢就颁给他了十条诫命。
But before he came down from the mountain,
在他下山之前，
The people built a golden calf.
那时候人民呢建造了一个金牛犊。
And during the time they rose up and played and caused great sin against God.
在那时候呢，在神的眼中做了极恶的事情。
So during the time God wanted to destroy all of them.
在那时候呢，神想要毁灭所有的人民。
But here, chapter 32, verse 14.
所以在第三十二章第十四节。
The Bible says, "So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people."
于是神后悔不把所说的祸降与他的百姓。
Wow, this is very powerful.
这是非常有能力的。
What did Moses say to God for him to relent his harm against the people?
摩西是怎么样跟神求，让神能够后悔不把所祸降的祸降与他的百姓呢？
You know, after I finished my grad school,
当我那时候研究所毕业之后，
the first job I got was for the best team in Boston, best BEST for Boston Emergency Services Team.
那我就在一个 Boston 叫一个 Best 的这个地方来做工作。
And of all the other clinic, they pay the highest.
那这个是在那时候呢，在所有的这个诊所里面付费是最高的。
So when I got the job, I was very excited.
所以当我拿到这个工作的时候呢，我是很喜悦的。
And then before I started working,
那开始工作之前呢，
I did more research on, you know, on the job, what kind of nature of the job and things like that.
我就开始学习呢，我的工作的性质是什么。
So the main duty of the job is this. So when someone wants to kill themselves, like they want to jump off the roof, so your job is to go out on the roof and talk them out of it.
那就是说，举个例子来说，工作就是说，如果有人要自杀，向他们要从楼上跳楼的时候呢，你就到屋顶上去呢，跟他们沟通，希望他们不要跳下来。
So the same thing, if you have someone want to kill other people, so you want to go there and you want to talk them out of killing them.
那如果有些人呢，他们有杀人的心态呢，你就跟他沟通呢，希望他们不要做这样子的事情。
Then when I look at the success rate,
那我看到呢，我们成功的几率呢
，is very very low.
那是很少的。
Why? Because you know, and not only that, those who work in that company, actually, most of them cannot last more than 2 years.
那为什么呢？那而且呢，在我们工作的这些人呢，很难呢工作超过两年的。
Why? Because actually, they become very stressful. They become very depressed.
因为他们有很多的压力，然后他们就会得到忧郁症。
Why? Because can you imagine you go out there and a person want to jump off the building?
那你可以想象吗？你当你出去呢，这个人他正准备要跳楼。
And you're doing to, you know, to talk to them and help them.And then encourage them not to jump off the building.
你的工作呢是跟他沟通呢，想劝说他呢不要跳楼。
But the minute you cannot, it's not success. Of course, while you're talking, the person jump off the building. How are you going to feel as a person?
那如果你跟他讲话的当下呢，他就跳楼了呢？那你心里的感受会是什么？
而且 you become very depressed.
你就会觉得呢是很忧郁的。
Because a lot of time you try to encourage people not to kill themselves, not to kill others, they still do it, and then.For us, you just feel like a failure. You feel like you cannot do anything.
那你就想说，这些人你劝说他不要自杀，劝说不要伤害其他人，但是他们还是做了，你就觉得自己所做的呢是失败的事情。
So even before starting my job, I quit already.
所以我还没有开始工作呢，我就决定呢，我不想做了。
Because I just feel like I'm so inexperienced. There's no way, you know, because after 2 years of working that company, I myself will become depressed, so I say it's not worth it, so I just quit.
那我就觉得呢，说再过两年呢，我自己呢就会因为这个工作关系得到忧郁呢，那我就还没开始呢，我就说我不去做了。
But why was Moses able to talk God out of killing all the people?
那为什么呢？摩西能让神后悔呢？不让他所降的祸降到百姓身上。
I mean, God make up his mind.
当神呢已经决定了一件事情。
Because God is 100% just.
因为他是公义的神
，Whatever he says will come to pass。
他所说的呢，都会成就。
Who is this man of Moses？
那这个摩西他到底是怎么样的一个人呢
？Why his prayer to God was so powerful？
为什么他的祷告是这么有能力的
？Actually, we read very closely。
那如果我们仔细来读的话
，Moses truly knows the heart of God。
因为摩西他真正的了解了神的心
，And because he knows the heart of God，
因为他了解了神的心
，He knows exactly how to pray to him。
他知道怎么样来跟神做祷告。
So the same thing for us nowadays。
这个在今日跟我们是一样的。
If we want our prayer to become powerful，
如果我们要我们的祷告能够有能力
，We must read the Bible more。
我们必须要继续的来研读圣经。
The more we read the Bible， the more we know the heart of God。
我们越读圣经呢，我们就会越了解神的心。
Then when you and I pray。
当你我祷告的时候
，it will become very effective，
就会是很有功效的。
That's why Jesus Christ said the true worshipper they worship in spirit and in truth。
呀，这个主耶稣基督说，真正的拜神呢，是用心灵跟诚实来拜神的。
When we pray to God，
那我们在祷告的时候
，what is the first thing that you and I should know？
我们第一件要了解的事情是什么
？We must have the right motivation。
我们就要有正确的动机
，and that right motivation is love。
这个动机呢，就是以爱为基础的。
If we pray for ourselves，
如果为我们自己祷告
；If we pray for another，
我们为互相的代祷
；If it's not motivated by love， our prayer cannot reach our way to heaven。
那如果我们不是因为爱为基础的话呢，这是达不到神那里去的。
Let's compare Aaron to Moses。
那我们亚伦跟摩西来做个对比。
Remember Aaron was the oldest brother。Of Moses,
我们知道亚伦是摩西的哥哥
，and he should be the number one man.
他应该是第一个
，but he was not.
但他并不是的
，because when you read throughout the whole Bible, actually, it doesn't mention too often that Aaron prayed to the God of heaven and God answered him. Actually, it's very few times.
那在圣经里面记载，我们没有看到很多次记载说亚伦跟神祷告呢，神就赐给他说他所要的。
Why Aaron was not a man of prayer?
为什么他不是一个祷告的人呢
？Because actually, his heart was not in the right place in the eyes of God.
因为他的心在神眼中呢，并不是在正确的地方。
Look at chapter 32 verse 1.
我们请看第32章的第一节。
Exodus chapter 32 verse 1.
出埃及记32章第一节。
Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us God that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
百姓见摩西延迟不下山，就聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神像，可以在我们面前引路，领我们出来出埃及地的那个摩西。”我们不知道他遭了什么事。
Look at these people.
我们来看这些人民。
They truly did not know God.
他们真的不了解神。
Because they did not know God, even though Moses was up in the mountain, they want to build a golden calf right away.
他们不了解神呢，因为摩西没有下山呢，所以他们就想要盖造一个金牛犊。
And what did they say to Aaron?
他们对亚伦说什么呢？
They said what? That Moses was the one that brought them out of the land of Egypt.
因为我们出埃及地的，领我们出埃及地的这个摩西。
You can see these people, their faith is very shallow.
我们可以看到他们的信仰是很肤浅的。
They did not see that God was the one that brought them out of the land of Egypt and not Moses.
他们没有看到是神把他们领出埃及地，而不是摩西带他们出埃及的。
So for us as members,
所以我们信徒来说，
We really must read the Bible.
我们必须要读圣经。
And we don't put our faith in men.
我们不把我们的信仰建立在人身上。
Because if we put our faith in men, sooner or later, that man will disappoint us.
那我们如果把我们的信仰放在人身上呢？有一天，这个人呢，就会让我们觉得失望。
But instead, put our faith in God.
我们把我们的信心是建立在神身上。
If they knew God was the one that brought them out of the land of Egypt,
如果他们知道是神把他们领出埃及地，
they wouldn't care where Moses was.
他们不会在乎摩西到底在哪里。
They wouldn't care to build a golden calf to lead them.
他们就不会想要盖造一个金牛犊来带领他们。
But as for Aaron,
但是对亚伦来说，
he should know better.
他必须要更深的认识。
Because when God split the Red Sea,
因为当神开了红海，
I'm sure Aaron was right there with Moses.
我相信亚伦那时候是跟摩西在一起的。
And he was the high priest.
他那时候是大祭司。
He was the first high priest.
他是第一个大祭司。
He should know the word of God very clearly.
他应该了解神的话语。
So when these people who are weak in their faith came to him,
那当这些信心软弱的人到他前面去了，
and they want to build a golden calf to walk before them,
他们要有一个金牛犊呢，带领他们出埃及地。
What did Aaron should have done?
亚伦那时候应该怎么说呢？
He should say, no, this is not right.
他应该说这是不对的事情。
God was the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt.
神是领你们出埃及地的人。
And Moses is a man just like you and me.
摩西呢，跟你我一样，都是普通人。
But instead, what did he say?
但是他怎么说呢？
Look at verse 2.
我们请看第二节。
And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your son, your granddaughter, your daughters, and bring them to me.
亚伦对他们说：“你去摘下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环，拿来给我。”
Not only did he say they should not build a golden calf,
他并没有说我们不应该来造金牛犊。
He gave them the way how to build it.
他告诉他们应该怎么来建这个金牛犊。
Why did Aaron did this?
为什么亚伦这样子做呢？
You know, Aaron is always walking in the shadow of Moses.
我们知道亚伦呢，都一直在摩西的阴影之下。
Even though he was the older brother,
虽然他是摩西的兄长，
but he was always second in charge.
但是呢，在以色列人里面，他是第二的。
Maybe third in charge because Miriam is also, you know, the one of the siblings.
也许第三个，也许因为米利安呢，也是他们兄弟姐妹里面的。
So now I'm sure that he said to himself.
所以他就跟他自己说，
Okay, we don't know what happened to Moses.
我们知道摩西身上不知道发生了什么事情。
Now is the opportunity for me to be number one.
那这是我应该来带领变成第一的这个机会。
And that's why he did not restrain the people from doing wrong.
所以他没有教导说人民这是不对的事情。
So that's why for you and I, we must be very careful.
所以你我来说呢，我们应该要很小心。
You know, sometimes we ask, you know, when we look at others as an example for, you know, as example.
有的时候呢，我们看到同龄，我们觉得他是一个榜样。
And whatever we say to them, whatever we ask them to do, they always say yes, yes, yes.
不管呢，他们说什么，我们要他做什么，他们都说是的，我们会去做。
Don't think that person love you very much.
我想那个人是这么爱你的。
Because to say yes is much more difficult than to say no.
因为你他说是的，是的的时候呢，是比说不要不要的时候呢，
you know,
其实更难的。
Just like I share with you, when Seven came, you know, to live with us, he had like over 20 cavities.
那我们以前分享过，当 Seven 呢，他来我们家住的时候呢，他有二十个蛀牙。
Why? Because his mother say yes to him, everything, every candy he want to eat, his mother say yes, 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 yes. But meanwhile, his teeth and his gum was all rotten, right?
那他的母亲呢，当他想吃糖的时候呢，都说好的好的，所以他的牙齿呢跟牙床都坏掉。
But quite often, it's not easy for her and I to say no to him, right? right?
但是有的时候呢，我跟传道娘呢，应该跟他说的是不要。
When you want to eat this chocolate, that chocolate, this candy, that candy, we have to say no.
他们在吃巧克力的时候呢，我们要吃这个巧克力、那个巧克力的时候呢，我们跟他说不。
And I'm sure many times when we say no to him, we also feel very sad, feel very bad.
那有的时候我们跟他说不的时候呢，我们也是很难过的。
But look at his teeth now.
那我们看看他的牙齿。
I see they become very beautiful, right?
我们看到他牙齿现在长得还不错。
Before he never wanted to smile because all his teeth were not good. Now he's all smiling, like, because his teeth looking really good.
那以前他呢、
right?
不想要这个微笑呢，因为他不想看人家看到他的牙齿。现在呢，他不在乎人家看到他的牙齿。
So in us, faith is exactly the same.
所以我们的信心也是一样的。
You know, when we talk to other people,
当我们跟其他人沟通的时候
，when we have problem with church, when we have problem with other people,
当我们在教会里面有问题的时候，跟其他人有问题的时候
，and we talk about them, when we talk bad about them, we talk bad about the church.
那如果我们说他的坏话，说教会的坏话
，and the people just nod their head, yeah, yeah, you're right, yeah.
那这些人如果在点头说你说的都是对的
，don't think they love you.
不要想说他们是爱你的。
Because love is never always yes.
因为在爱的时候呢，并不是说其他人所说的呢，你都要。
Because when there's something is not good for us, you know, those who love us, they will say no.
那如果有些事情对你不好的时候呢，真正爱你的人会告诉你说，不能这样子做。
That's why for Aaron.
所以这个呢，讲我们想。
Yes, he's living in the shadow of Moses.
他是在摩西的阴影之下。
But true, he did not love the people.
他并不是爱这些以色列人民的。
When people want to build an idol to worship instead of God, he should have said no to them. But instead, he said yes.
当人民的时候要盖偶像呢，然后不敬拜神的时候，他应该说不应该这样做，但是他跟他们一起做了。
Not only that, he said, "Yeah, go out and break all the golden earrings from your son, from your wives, from your daughters, and bring them to me."
不只是这样，他还要教导他们是从他们儿女妻子身上的金环呢，拿来做这个金牛。
And look at verse 3.
我们请看第三节。
So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. Verse 4.
第四节。
And he received the gold from their hand and he fashioned it with engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." You can see Aaron. He really did not love the people.
我们就看到呢，亚伦他真正的是没有爱这些以色列人。
So when he received the gold from them,
所以他拿了这些金饰以后呢
，First the Bible says in verse 4, he fastened with engraving.
他就呢铸了一只金牛犊，用雕刻的器具做成的。
Then he made into a molded calf.
然后造了一个金的牛犊。
Then he said to the people, "This is your God will go before you."
还告诉以色列人说，以色列这是领你出埃及地的神。
But the sad thing is.
但是很悲哀的是
that the people did not realize that Aaron caused him going to cause him to sin greatly against God.
这些人民不了解呢，亚伦呢会让他们在神眼中看起来是做了极恶的事情。
But maybe during that time they feel that oh Aaron loved them very much.
他们也许在那时候想说，亚伦是这么的爱我们。
Because Aaron fulfilled the request that they wanted.
因为亚伦做了他们想要亚伦做的事情。
So for us as members,
所以我们当信徒的
we really must be very careful.
我们必须要很谨慎。
No, for me as a minister.
我是一个传道人。
The most difficult thing to say to brothers and sisters that what they doing are wrong.
最难沟通的呢，就是跟弟兄姐妹说你们做的事情是不对的。
But because I love our brothers and sisters.
但是因为我爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Even though I have to say that they are wrong, I have to say it.
虽然我必须不想这样说，但是我还必须要这样子做。
And I hope that God opened their hearts to truly understand.
我希望神能够开启他的心，让我们真正的了解为什么我这样子做。
So when I first went to Hawaii,
当我一开始去夏威夷的时候
，it was just so difficult.
那时候呢是很困难的。
Because Hawaiian brothers and sisters always think that you know the GA send ministers there to pretty much control them.
因为夏威夷的弟兄姐妹认为呢，如果有传道人去那边呢，是总会派人去控制他们的。
So because of this, they always resist against all the workers there.
因为他们这样子的话呢，就对所有派去的工人呢，都有些反感。
You know, even though many people say, "Wow, Hawaii is," you know, "is." Now, when I talk to Joe, right? Joe said, "Wow, you go to Hawaii again, it's wonderful," right?
然后我每次跟 Brother Joe 聊天的时候，他说你都可以去夏威夷，应该是多么美好的。
Actually, believe it or not, to the ministers, Hawaii is one of the worst places to go in the sense that.It's very burdensome.
对于传道人、圣职人员来说呢，去夏威夷呢其实是压力很大的一个地方。
That's why every year I try to find workers to send there to go there. Actually, quite often you think, "Oh, Hawaii, let me go," but no, Hawaii, don't let me go. Right? That's what.
啊，你想说夏威夷呢，就派我去吧？其实呢，实际的情形是去夏威夷呢，我没有人想去。
But after 10 years going there,
但是在花了10年的时间之后
，I really feel so close to our brothers and sisters.
我就跟 弟兄姐妹建立了一个很亲近的情感。
And pretty much I can share everything with them without them taking very personal.
那我可以跟他们做很多的分享呢，而且他们不会觉得是个人的这样子的攻击。
And of course, in Hawaii, of course, Hawaii was the first church in America.
因为夏威呢是在美国建立的第一个教会。
But the foundation is very poor.
但是它的根基呢其实是很软弱的。
So many brothers and sisters, you know, marry outsiders, intermarry, divorce, all this kind of stuff.
所以很多弟兄姐妹呢，他们跟外邦结婚，然后还有离婚的问题。
So after many years, I was there with them.
在我跟他们牧养十多年之后
and I be able to talk to them very plainly.
我就可以很直接的跟他们说。
Because, you know, one time I said to him that I said, you know, if God judge all of, I would tell them, you know, God's grace and mercy is truly abundant upon all of you.
然后我们知道神的恩典呢是在每一位身上都是很丰盛的。
And I told him, if God judge you according to His word,
那如果神照着他所说的话来做审判的话
I say a lot of you be excommunicated.
那很多像你们这样子的行为呢就是应该被除名的。
And some of the members say,
那有些信徒就说
said, brother, it's not some of us, all of us will be excommunicated.
他说并不是只有一些人而是所有的。
And you know, for me, when they say that to me, then I realize that we truly are a big family.
那当他们这样跟我说的时候呢，我就了解说我们真的是一个大的家
庭。Can you imagine if we go out the church and tell you, you know, a lot of you be excommunicated, a lot of people be very upset, right?
那如果你去跟其他的教会一些人说，你们这些人如果照你的行为呢，就会被除名的话呢，
actually,
他们就会很生气。
The brothers and sisters in Hawaii, they know I love them.
但是在那里的弟兄姐妹知道我是爱他们的。
And what I share with them.Even though it's very difficult, but they know my motivation that I love them.
我跟他们虽然分享的呢，虽然是很困难的事情，但是呢，我的动机是出发是我对他们的爱。
Not only Aaron fastened the engraving to the gag.
在这里呢，亚伦不只是雕刻和铸了一个牛犊。
He molded the calf.
他还把它给铸了一只牛犊。
And look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
And so when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it.
亚伦看见就在牛犊面前筑坛。
Can you imagine this?
我们可以这样想象吗？
Aaron even built an altar in front of this idol for the people to worship and play harlots with it.
那在这里呢，亚伦呢，甚至为了牛犊筑坛，然后让人民在这里拜这个牛犊。
But because the people weak in faith.
但是因为这些人民他们的信仰是软
弱的。They don't realize that actually Aaron caused them even to sin more against God.
他们不了解，在神的眼中，亚伦让他们在神眼中得到更。生的罪
and you know, and that's why for us we must be very careful.
所以我们必须要很小心。
You know, sometimes children they always feel, you know, their parents such a pain, right?
那有的时候呢，儿女呢觉得他父母亲呢对他们来说是给他们很多痛苦。
And then you know, some children feel like, oh, my parents don't love me. They always tell me to do this, tell me to do that, but.Actually, just the opposite.
那他们就会说，我们父母亲要我做这个做那个的话，他是不爱我们。其实呢，是正好相反的。
Because parents love us, that's why they always on us.
因为父母亲爱我们呢，所以他要时常的来鞭策教导我们。
Because they don't want us to make mistakes.
因为他不希望我们做犯了一些错误。
Because sometimes that one mistake will ruin a whole life.
因为有的时候一个错误呢。就毁掉一生
Just like the mistake that these people make.
就好像这些人民所犯的罪
This mistake caused 3,000 souls perish.
那在这里有3000个人民呢因为如此呢所以他们的灵魂呢就毁灭了
But look at verse 21.
我们请看第21节
Exodus chapter 32 verse 21.
出埃及记32章的第21节
And Moses said to Aaron, What did these people do to you that you have brought so great a sin upon them?
摩西对亚伦说这百姓向你做了什么你竟使他们陷在大罪里
I see Moses know really well.
所以呢摩西是了解得很清楚
If Aaron loved the people,
如果亚伦他是这样子爱这些人民
He would never brought this great a sin upon them.
他就不会把这个大罪呢带到他们身上去
And that's why Moses, what did they do to you?
所以摩西就对亚伦说百姓
that you,
叫你做了什么
that you lead them to cause great sin against God.
你竟使他们陷在大罪里
You can see outwardly.
我们可以看到在外观来看
It seems Aaron really loved the people.
看起来呢亚伦是很爱
By doing exactly what they requested.
所以他们所要求的呢他就帮他们做了
But in the eyes of God.
但是在神的眼中
Aaron's love for the people is very shallow.
亚伦对人的爱呢 是很肤浅的。
Not only build a golden calf for them，
他不只是为他们造了金牛犊。
He also built an altar，
他也为他们筑了坛。
But look at verse 22。
我们请看第二十二节。
So Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people that they are set on evil."
亚伦说：“求我主啊，不要发烈怒，这百姓专于作恶，你知道的。”
Did Aaron stick for the people? Stick up for the people?
这时候亚伦呢，有为他的百姓做辩护吗
？Instead, he said, "No, these people, their hearts are full of evil."
那他不只是这样说，他说这些百姓本来就是作恶的。
Actually, Moses never have this kind of thought against the people.
那摩西呢，对人民来说，他们没有这样子的想法。
But he tell them you have sinned against God.
但是他告诉他们说，你们在神眼中犯了罪。
But he never say their heart is full of evil.
但是他并没有说他们心里是作恶的。
Because his love is too great to say such things.
因为他的爱是这么宽的，所以他们。不会这样子说。
And not only that, Aaron continued to lie.
那不只是这样呢，亚伦他自己还在继续的说谎。
He called people evil.
他告诉说这些人都是作恶的。
Then look at verse 24.
我们看第二十四节。
And I said to them, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out.
我就对他们说，凡有金环的可以摘下来，他们就给了我。我把金环扔在火中，这牛犊便出来了。
This is very interesting, right?
这是很有趣的。
He missed the whole process how the calf came out, right?
他没有讲说是怎么样铸成这个金牛犊的。
He did not say he's the one to put into the fire.
他没有说是我把这个金子丢到火里面去。
He's the one engraving it.
也不能说是他用雕刻的器具。
He did not say he's the one that mold it.
也没有说他自己是铸这金牛犊的。
He did not say he's the one that built an altar in front of it.
他也没有说他是铸坛的这个人。
But instead, say, yeah, these people give me the gold, I put it in, then it all of a sudden came out as a calf.
那他就说我把金子拿出来丢到火里面呢，一个金牛犊就跳出来了。
Actually, it's very sad.
这个是很悲哀的一件事情。
For Aaron to commit such great sin.You know, against God with the people.
亚伦呢，他是在神眼中做了极恶的事情。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，whoever love us,
那个爱我们的人
，make sure they love us according to the Bible.
因为是照着圣经来爱我们。
If they don't love us according to the Bible,
如果他不是照着圣经的教训的话
，this is not true love.
这并不是真正的爱。
So don't be mistaken.
所以不要搞错。
So that's why when we think about, you know, what church member we should listen to and what church member we should not listen to.
那我们在听说哪一位教会的信徒，我们应该听他所讲的，哪一些我们不应该听他讲的。
Any church member speak according to the Bible, we all should listen to them.
如果是照着圣经来讲的呢，我们就必须听他所说的。
But the one that's not go according to the Bible, yes, even though they show great love, even though they did this, but we should not listen to them.
但是如果不符合圣经的教训，虽然他们感受到从他们身上好像感受到爱，我们不应该听他们所说的。
And for us to know that, we must know the Bible.
要我们怎么样来能做判断呢？我们必须自己要了解圣经。
If we don't know the Bible, how can we know which brother and sister listen to and who what brother and sister should be an example for us?
那我们如果不了解圣经的话，我们就不知道哪一位弟兄姐妹是我们应该学习的榜样。
Quite often, the truth hurt very much.
很多时候呢，真理能是会让是会伤让人得到被伤害的。
But the truth always set us free.
但是呢，到最后呢，是能够让我们得到自由的。
And those of us who be able to speak to us with the truth, they truly love us.
那能够用真理来教导的呢，是真正爱人的人。
And now look at Moses.
那我们来看摩西。
Why Moses loved the people very much?
摩西为什么这么的爱以色列的人民呢？
First, he always remind them to choose God and put God first.
因为他通常都是教导他们要选择神，然
后把神放在第一位。So if we talk to any brothers and sisters,
所以如果我们跟弟兄姐妹呢，沟通的时候
，if they tell us no matter what you do, you always put God first, these brothers and sisters truly, you know, love us.
那如果呢，他教导的呢是说你把神要放在第一位呢，这是爱你的弟兄姐妹。
Because quite often it's not easy.
有的时候并不是很容易的。
No, when you have children, you don't want to bring them to church because they're passing their sleep.You know, their bad time, things like that. And we tell, no, yeah, even though that is true, but you must put God first, bring them to church.
那有的时候因为有小孩的关系，那没有办法来教会，因为小孩要睡觉的话呢，其实可以跟他们说，其实是没有错，但是你把神放在第一位。
Look at Moses.
我们看摩西。
Chapter 32, verse 26.
第32章。
Then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me, and all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him.
26节就站在营门中说，凡属耶和华的都要到我这里来，于是利未的子孙都到他那里。
So for us, it's only one size to be.
所以在这里呢，只有 一边。
And that side is God's side.
这一边呢，就是神的那一边。
Of course, when we choose God's side, sometimes we also need to look at our brothers and sisters who's already on God's side.
那如果我们要选择神的那边呢，我们就是要看是哪一些弟兄姐妹他们是在神的那一边的。
So that's why Moses said to the people.
所以摩西对以色列人说
，Whoever is on God's side, come toward me.
凡是属耶和华的都要到我这里来。
And who were the first one to go toward him?
那些哪些人是先到他那里去的呢
？They were the Levites.
那是利未的子孙。
Because the Levites, they're the one who's closer to God.
因为利未人呢，他们应该是跟神所最亲近的。
And they all want to be on God's side.
他们都想要在神的那一边。
Just fight for you and I.
就好像你我一样。
We always want to be on God's side.
我们是应该要在神那边。
But make sure do not let others.To block our vision, right, and follow them instead.
不要让其他人呢遮住了我们的眼目呢，让我们到另外一边去。
So during that time, you can see, after the people separate themselves.
那我们看到人这样分开之后。
And then look at verse 28.
我们看第二十八节。
So the son of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day.
利未的子孙照摩西的话行了，那一天百姓中被杀的约有3,000。
When we read this, why? Because the Levites killed the time. Because Moses, God said, whoever you know, whoever is not on their side, but they kill all of them.
那时候摩西说不在我们这边的呢，那些都被击杀了。
Was it easy for them to do that?
对他们来说做这样的事情很容易吗？
Can you imagine?
你可以这样想象吗？
You know, Moses said, okay, the brothers and sisters on this side kill the brothers and sisters on that side.
我们摩西说我们这边的弟兄姐妹杀另外一边的弟兄姐妹。
Who was the first one to step?Stephen kills the few men.
谁第一个会去杀另外一边的人呢
？None of us.
没有人愿意做第一个。
Well, because it's very difficult.
因为这是很困难的。
But when it comes to sin,
但是在罪里面呢
？Don't be afraid to kill it.
我们就要把它给要除罪。
So in other words, if we see a brother and sister sinning against God,
那如果我们看到弟兄姐妹在神眼眼中犯了罪
，Why? Because these people live in the flesh.
因为这些人呢是生活在。
They rose up early to play the harlot against God.
他们也拜偶像。
Now they don't want to come to God's side.
他们不想到神的那边去了。
Why? Because they want to be on their own and on for themselves.
因为他们要自己造一个神，要跟他们自己在一起。
What does that mean for them to kill them?
那我们这里的时候呢，就是他们必须被击杀。
So sometimes for us as brothers and sisters.
当我们弟兄姐妹。
If people live according to their flesh,
有些人呢是照肉体的情欲来
活。And they're willing to follow God's will.
他们不愿意遵守神的话语。
Sometimes we must let them go.
有的时候我们必须让他走。
Yes, maybe many of us we have love, we want to save all of them.
那我们虽然有爱，我们希望他们都能够得到救。
But we must be careful.
但是我们必须要很小心。
Because sometimes saving them, meaning we're on the other side also.
那有的时候，如果我们想去救他的时候呢，也许被拖到另外一边去了。
We must separate ourselves.
我们必须要分。别为圣。
Because on the end, every single one of us must be on God's side, not anybody's side.
因为在最后的时候呢，我们必须是在神的那一边，而不是在神的另外一边。
And as ministers, actually, quite often, brothers and sisters always want us to choose sides.
那当然，传道人有的时候要我们选边。
And it's, of course, it's very difficult.
那是很困难的。
What side to choose?
我们要选择哪一边？
But if we always choose on God's side, it's never difficult.
那如果我们每次选择在神的那边呢？就不会是困难的。
And not only for ministers, but also for all the brothers and sisters.
不管是传道人呢，这个跟弟兄姐妹也是一样的。
There's always going to be brothers and sisters.
那一定会有弟兄姐妹。
Quite often, there's always going to be side to choose from.
很多时候呢，都有不同的边。
But actually, make sure we always choose God's side.
但是我们选择的时候呢，必须要选择。
And that's why Moses said to the people, "Hey, listen, you know, if you want to be on God's side, come this way. If not, then let it be."
他这里说如果你在神的那边的呢，到我这里来；如果不要的话呢，那你就到另外一边去。
Then you know God said, "Yes, let everyone right pull out his sword and kill his brother."
就个人把刀挎在腰间呢，然后杀他的弟兄与同伴。
It's not an easy thing to do.
这不是个容易做到的
事情。Just like sometimes it's not easy for us, you know, try to encourage our brother and sister not to sin against God. It's not easy.
那有的时候我们要鼓励弟兄姐妹不要在神眼中犯罪的时候呢，
But we must do it to save ourselves.
但是我们应该这样做来救我们自己。
And hopefully they also can be encouraged to save themselves.
也希望能够激励他们，让他们能够得到救恩。
And look at verse 28 and verse 29 and verse 30.
那我们请看29节跟30节。
Moses loved the people. 29. Then Moses said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord, that he may bestow on you a blessing this day. For every man he has opposed his son and his brother. Verse 30. That came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin, so now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.
归耶和华为圣，个人攻击他的儿子和弟兄，使耶和华赐福于你们。第三十节，到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去，可以或许或者可以为你们赎罪。”
So a person who truly loves us.
所以这是一个真正爱我们的
人。Not only encourage us to choose on God's side.
不只是要勉励我们选择对的那一边。
They also will encourage us to repent toward God.
然后让我们要有能够悔改。
Because these people that have sinned against God.
因为这些人呢，在神眼中犯了罪。
If Moses did not tell them to repent, then Moses truly did not love them.
那如果摩西没有叫他们悔改的话呢，那摩西并不是真正的爱他。
So we're just like for us.
就像我们一样。
If someone tells us we have done something wrong.
有些人告诉我们说有些事情我们做错了。
And they tell us because they are motivated by love.
因为是以爱为动机的话。
And this is the person who truly loves us.
那这是真正爱我们的人。
Because not many people really care for us, just like our parents care for us, tell us that what we're doing is wrong.
也很少的人像我们父母亲这样爱我们呢，会把我们做错的地方给指责出来。
Because many people, if we ask them, oh, is this okay to do that? Okay to do? Many say, yeah, that's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine.
有些人就问我们说，你要做我做这个可不可以呢？通常的答案都说，你要做你自己要做的话呢，就去做吧。
But we really need to discern.
但是我们必须要分辨。
When people who truly love us,
让真正爱我们的人
，do they acknowledge and tell us to choose God's side and to repent before God?
他告诉我们要选择神的那边，要悔改。
If we see these two things, we know that this person really loves us.
那如果他真正能教导我们做这样的事情呢，是真正爱我们的人。
Because not too many people are willing to be straightforward with us.
有很少的人呢，很直接的会这样子告诉我们。
But if that person is able to be straightforward with us with love, and this is the true love that they have for us.
他们如果有真爱，能够这样子有这样正当的动机来告诫我们的话，这是真正的爱。
And let's go to the third point.
我们看第三点。
The third point is that when a person loves us, they are willing to give their life for us.
那真正爱我们的人呢，是愿意为我们舍命的。
Look at verse 33.
我们请看33节。
And the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book."
耶和华对摩西说，谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁的名。
In verse 32,
我们请看三十二节。
Moses willing to ask God to blot his name out of the book of life.
那在这里呢，说求你们赦免他们的罪，然后不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
Then God said to him,
那神就跟他说
，Whoever sinned against me, I will blot his name out of the book of life.
这是谁得罪我，我就从册上涂抹谁的名。
But why Moses is willing to sacrifice himself for these people?
那为什么摩西愿意做牺牲来为他们来做这样的事情呢？
Remember in the beginning of verse 32, chapter 32.
我们来看在第三十二章的前段。
They chose Aaron instead of Moses to lead them.
那时候他们选择了亚伦来带领他们。
They thought he was dead on top of the mountain.
他们认为摩西在山上就死亡了。
But for Moses, he loved them unconditionally.
但是摩西呢，是对他们有这个完全的爱。
Even this, during the time, there's over 2 million people.
在那时候呢，有超过两百万人。
We don't know how many people committed great sin against God during that time.
我们并不知道谁在神的眼中犯了大罪。
But we know 3,000 have died.
但我们知道三千个人因为如此而死亡了。
But Moses only one man.
但是摩西只有一个人。
When he speak to God.
当他跟神对话的时候。
What can he offer God?
他那时候能给神什么呢？
Can he bargain with God what he has?
他能够跟神说，我有这些东西，我跟你做交换吗？
Moses had nothing.
那时候摩西什么都没有。
But one thing that he had, that the love that he had for the people.
他所有的呢，就是他对人民所有的爱。
And that's why he knew the only precious thing for him, that is to enter eternal life, that is for his name to be written in the book of life.
那他所有的呢，只有呢，就是他在生命册里面有的名字。
So he asked God to trade.
他跟神说呢，我们来交换。
I won't go to eternal life.
我不会得到永生。
If you cannot forgive them.
如果你不赦免他们的罪。
This is great love.
这是大爱。
How many people are willing to do this for you and I?
有多少人会愿意为你我做这
样的事情？ But sometimes as members, we don't see it very clearly.
有的时候信徒并看得不是很清楚。
So when someone tells us that we're doing things wrong.
然后有人告诉我们你做错事情的时候。
Sometimes we get upset.
有的时候我们生气。
You know, in Dallas, we have this bad habit.
在达拉斯呢，我们有一个不好的。
And the bad habit that during service, people was always outside talking and chatting stuff like that.
有一个不好的习惯呢，就是很多人在外面聊天讲话。
So the person who assigned to ring the bell, they go out there and ring the bell, and then people get so upset with that person.
那很多人去摇铃呢，请其外面人进来呢，这些信徒呢就很生气。
And for me, I'm like, I don't understand it.
那我想说，我真的不了解这样的事情。
This person just doing their duty, but they love to go out and ring the bell. Please go into service instead. They get so upset with that person.
那有的时候。那告诉他说要来聚会呢，那他把希望大家进来聚会呢，那反而呢其他人生气了。
Even though the bell is a very small example,
但是一个很小的一个例子。
But we as members don't have this kind of attitude.
那我们人民呢没有，我们信徒没有这样子的一个态度。
Yeah, sometimes people will ring the bell and tell us we must do what is right.
那有的时候我们要摇铃告诉信徒说怎么样是做对的事情。
And that's the person you should love the most.
这是我们应该。
You know, because when sometimes we ask people to ring the bell, people say, no, I'm not going to go to ring the bell because they know people can be upset with them.
也有人说，我们说你可不可以去摇铃？他们说我们不想去摇铃，因为其他的信徒也许会生气。
But thank God, quite often the old mom was like, oh, I'll do it. The old mom was willing to go out there and sacrifice themselves.
那通常老妈妈呢，就自我牺牲，就去外面做摇铃的事情。
So let's continue to study Moses, the man of prayer, this afternoon.
那我们下午继续来学习摩西是个祷告之人。
And hopefully you and I can transform ourselves.
所以我们能够自我的更新。
Discern what is right and what is wrong.
我们能够分辨。
Because on the end days, there are many people come in sheep clothing.
因为在末世的时候呢，有很多披着羊皮的狼。
But inside, they're just like wolves.
但是在心里面呢，都是像狼一
样。So we must be filled with God's Spirit to be able to discern what's inside a person and not what's outside.
我们必须要充满神的灵，才知道这个是看人的内心，而不是看外在。
Between Aaron and Moses,
就好像亚伦跟摩西。
Aaron outwardly seemed like yes, he loved the people, he do exactly what they want to do, but on the end, he destroyed them.
亚伦那时候是同意这些人民所要做的事情，表面上看起来是爱这些人民的，他其实毁灭了这些人。
But it seems Moses, the only one, is always nagging them, telling them to do what's right, this and that. But Moses, the one, truly loved them.
那摩西呢，是这些要教导他们，然后每天来鞭策他们要做对的事情的呢，是真正爱他们的人。
Now let's all rise and sing hymn 82.
我们请一同站立唱诗吧。
Hymn 82.
请唱诗82首。